Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, comedians Christine Stedman and Ralph Harris. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
The last thing a stupid redneck says before he dies.
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this! That's my
now,
people.
Some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Good morning.
Hey, hi. Thanks for joining us. With us in the studio, comedian Christine Stedman and comedian Ralph Harris, both hanging out with us right now.
Ralph and Christine should hook it up.
No, I'm going to hook it up with everybody in the studio. I'm doing a new thing now. I'm a swanger, baby. I'm a swanger.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Now, Ralph Harris is here with us. And
I wish you had told me that before you came over the house.
Ralph was recently featured in our Comedy Central special. Ralph also, of course, was last comic standing all the way to the end there. Great job by Ralph.
Well, I didn't win it.
No.
I didn't win the big thing.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, I was like the top five. I should have won. All I had to do was bust somebody in the mouth.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
But when I got to the big guy, I was like, okay, they can go ahead.
I think you have to do is you have to make a sex tape. I think that's what happens
to
get publicity in our society. Gene Simmons has the newest one out there just in time for his new series to start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got one. It's always just no suspect. Faces. Mm-hmm. I got one. Just no faces in it.
Oh, really?
Yep. I just all body parts. Really? Yeah, it's not
all
me.
All flying around the room.
Sometimes it's not me. Sometimes booty. It's not me. Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing I want to comment on is with regard to that is that at least you have become a sort of a fitness buff in the last year.
Yes, I have. That's why I made it.
Last it's just time
my
you were here,
in my chest.
Yeah, you're kind of proud of your new look now.
Yes, indeed. I'm getting smaller, baby. I'm getting smaller. I'm gonna make the Jack LaLanne videotape, and I'm gonna keep on going.
You have the six pack abs working.
Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
Isn't he like a 1,000 years old?
He's in great shape. Jack LaLanne,
doesn't he do? He swims in the ocean. The Long Beach Harbor every year.
Eating radishes only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's in his 90s.
I bet that causes quite an odor.
He doesn't care, though.
Oh, I know.
No. Radish and asparagus stems.
Ooh. He's a big juicer and a fitness guy. Now, Christine Stedman is here with us also.
Christine,
are you a health buff? Are you a... you in good shape?
Do I look like it? I gotta say,
your witness, Your Honor.
Wait a minute. In her defense, she looks great.
I didn't say she didn't look great. I was just curious if
you implied she didn't look great.
No,
he asked if she worked out.
You're a sarcastic tone. So do you work out? No. That's what I heard.
I heard that. I'm smelling what he's stepping in. I did make a sex tape, and that hasn't done anything for my career. You're like, where can we get that?
Next time, don't do it with Ralph.
Ringlingbrothers.com.
You'd have beautiful babies. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're going to have good hair, baby.
Uh-huh.
It'd be curly and red.
Kind of burgundy. Kind of a maroon.
Kind of like carrot top.
Yes, I like that. I like that idea.
It'll look like a little hat there.
And actually, you know something? I just realized something.
What?
You and Carrot Top both have the tattooed on eyebrows.
Yes, we do.
You mentioned that.
I'm going for, well, he works out a lot more than me, but other than that, we man, look similar. Buff.
Very similar, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look nothing like Carrot Top.
A little bit.
Christine.
I didn't say she looked like him. I said she's got, she and, am I correct in saying when Carrot
I'm
Top
here
was
boost
here?
Everybody up today. Carrot
Top, very funny guy. I'm a big fan, but am I correct in saying he has tattooed on eyebrows?
You are correct.
Yes.
Which is a little creepy.
You remember what Carrot Top said when I asked him what he benched? He said, all of it.
Carrot Top is a
he and I believed
lifts
him too.
Weight lifts weights constantly.
Yeah, he's very big in the chest.
He's
area
kind
now
of uh-huh uber yeah fit. Yeah. No, but no, let me rephrase the question, Christine. You're a woman of you're a woman approaching middle age. Thank you.
She can see it in her rear view mirror, Tom.
Bob, see?
It's right up on her ass, Tom.
They're gonna,
it's honking the horn. Excuse me.
Just because it's Black History Month doesn't mean we're bringing back Amos.
No. Wait a minute.
Hey, now. Ralph, I got something for you. Here's Tom. We caught him the other day.
My baby's mama.
That's what you got, huh? Go ahead, man.
As you know, Ralph, I absorb the so-called lingo of the street.
You can apply for support now.
How sweet!
What was I getting at? Christine.
I'm not trying to say Christine, how old she was.
No, Christine.
Right now, there would be no difference if Christine were here or Jessica Tandy. You'd be asking Jessica Tandy the same questions you're asking Christine.
Oh my God!
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm a big fan of.
She is dead.
Yeah,
I'm a.
She did die.
Because I started my comedy career in the early 1800s doesn't mean I'm that old.
Other than you wouldn't ask Christine about Hume Cronin, but go ahead.
Yeah.
And by the way,
ask me about my husband.
I saw a guy using your chicken crossing the road joke at a club last week, and I said, that's Christine.
No, Christine. I used to do a joke about midwives.
Uh-huh. How about these new midwives? Aren't they something?
Uh-huh. Christine, I'm sorry. What I like this, if this show can do anyone any good, which it can't, one of the things I like to emphasize is the importance of going to a quality healthcare professional for things like
the heart attack symptoms.
No, but I mean, just
rectal exam.
Health issues for men and for women.
Mammograms.
We had a guy last week talking about getting some kind of weird colon cleansing. I said, why don't you get a colonoscopy?
Irrigation.
Yeah, well, instead of going to some quack and having someone cram herbs in your rectum, go to a real doctor. That's what I would like to advocate for people. We live in a culture where all of a sudden real medicine is somehow, oh, that's bad. I can go drink Eye of Newt.
If you want a herb in your rectum, don't you go to a Turkish bathhouse?
And ask for herbs.
I'm sorry.
Ask for herbs.
He's very clean.
So, Christine, let me ask you this. As a woman, as I delicately said, approaching middle age, mm-hmm. I thought that was rather delicate.
Yes.
Are you taking care of yourself?
Yes, I am. You're in good health? I go in for the checkups. I just went in for that routine checkup, the embarrassing one, Christy. Uh-huh. You know I'm talking about, the one where you go in and you get all undressed and lay there with like a Bounty paper towel on you. Mm-hmm. You know that one? Mm-hmm. I went in for that, and boy, was I surprised when that dentist walked in. But anyway,
That's some cavity.
There
he goes again.
But he had a big drill.
Okay, well, good.
My doctor, those soft gums. No wonder your teeth fell out.
That is some cavity.
My doctor did do a breast exam.
Okay, good.
Found a great big hard lump, and it turns out it was my kneecap.
So you had him shortened.
Could have been my ankle bone.
Christine Stedman.
Our
guest. Christine, you look
much
lovely.
Maligned.
I didn't mean to.
Yes.
No, no one was maligning
Welcome
you at all.
Welcome to my world, baby. I do this every day.
We're just trying to do a public service, guys out there.
You're a woman of a certain age.
You don't say that about Ralph.
You're a man of a certain age.
Ralph, have you done a testicular exam recently? Got to look for that cancer.
No, they did the colon thing, though.
Did you do that? Good for you.
I did do the other one where they put the scope in.
Yeah, and then the front or the back?
Yeah, in the front, man.
The esophageal one?
Oh, yeah, and he holds you with the clip and he goes, you're going to feel it.
Esophageal, I think it's lower.
I think you're thinking urethral.
Oh, they went in your...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've had that one, too.
With the camera, bro.
Oh, yeah?
And he goes,
you just... And it was a three-camera shoot.
Yeah. Right, right?
Yeah, when they did it to me, they had one of those old tube cameras. Man, that was painful.
Did it make your...
This camera was attached to a car.
Did it make your Johnson look 10 pounds heavier?
Oh, man. I didn't even want to look at it because I didn't want to have to go through the disappointment of it going away, you know. I look down and go, "That's mine!" Oh my God!
Oh,
you get to see inside,
huh? He showed me on the screen, and I was like, "Okay, that's wow."
Isn't that weird though? Because I had that done. It was like going into a sports bar.
Yeah.
There are
all these monitors way up in the room.
So and then you see Reggie Bush's face, and you go, "What?
Whoa! What's that?
Going up in the air, flipping over, scoring a touchdown?" Yeah.
Yeah, I had it quite literally in an operating theater where they had the chairs and the whole thing.
Oh my God, I don't want no. That's,
oh yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got those. They got
you mean like a sports bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know,
except,
right?
Except you're on every channel, and it's the inside of your unit there.
Yeah, I got it done because you know they say when you get to 40, you got to do all this stuff. So I've always liked going to the doctor, but then they want to tell jokes, and I'm like, it's not a good time for your punchlines, brother. Mm-mm. Get your hand up out of there. What you doing? Well, you have a really healthy... Come on, man.
Uh-huh. Christine, you remember what it was like to be 40. You remember those days?
Barely.
You know, they had electricity, right?
So once you got the fire started.
So I guess the message here is talk to qualified healthcare professionals.
Right.
Not, read in Cosmo that if I take pepper and cram it in my... I'm sorry. Christy Lee is being awfully quiet over there. What's the matter, Christy?
Nothing. I'm just...
She's holding in the pepper.
Yeah. She has to douche. That's right.
What?
Nothing?
What?
Hello?
We have... well, she is on the road this week.
Hello?
We've been actually talking about kind of some health issues, the importance of getting certain types of exams. Ralph's been on this sort of a cleansing program.
Cleaning the body, baby.
Lost a lot of weight. You did some kind of a detox thing.
Yep. Water tastes a whole lot different now.
Mm.
What? Yes, it does. The water, everything. Everything tastes different.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Because when you cleanse, you can, you know, you clean off all the bad
stuff.
Now,
by cleanse, what are you talking about? What did you do?
I did a liver cleanse. So in the meantime, you also
pay attention to this chick.
Me and my liver are fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It changes your skin. Your skin color. You get lighter.
No, it didn't.
You better try. You better try it again, Ralph.
But you haven't seen my butt.
I
can no longer say my black.
Kiss my black ass.
Can't say it.
So I don't understand. Is this one of those enema cleansing things?
No, or? Man. I just a lot of supplements that you take. You know, drink your protein shakes in the morning and then afternoon with flax meal in them and put some fruit in them. It's
that
all good stuff.
Just
I'm with you, brother. I do that every day.
That sounds like malarkey.
Stuff. Hey,
give
man.
Me my Kanoki detox foot pads any day
the
of the
detox
week.
Detox foot pads.
That's right. Those work.
They do not work. They
now,
work.
Are you...
I buy one, get one free for $19.99.
Are you alcohol-free then during this cleansing?
Yeah, alcohol-free. No alcohol, no coffee, no sugars. Take
what
the sugars
drink?
Out.
Coffee,
that's just
coffee,
some tea
coffee,
right now.
Coffee.
But he's done with the cleansing.
But you're also...
No, I'm done with it now. And I'm going to have me some fatback sandwiches later on.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Some fatback with mayonnaise and tomatoes.
You ever have crackling?
No. You know what? They try to put that in the cornbread. Oh, and I was like, what's that, man?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fat. Some fat. Yeah, right.
You'll find this hard to believe. You've
the skin of the pig. Soaking in grease, and it's just the grease sticks to it. Mm-hmm. So when you put it in the cornbread, it kind of makes it moist, keeps it moist. It's some nasty stuff.
It's
a heart attack. One bite in, and you go, you know, something's slowing down in my body. I can feel it.
And that's called crackling?
Crackling.
Hog crackling.
Hog crackling. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah,
sounds horrible.
They cook all of the pig where I'm from, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The whole pig. The tuta tuta.
You'll hear this. Could I have more hoof?
Yeah. No, Ralph Harris.
A
is
little
our
less
guest.
Anus.
Yeah.
Anus yeah. and Andy.
When I was growing up, the pig feet wasn't good unless the fingernail was still on the foot.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's wow. still, give me the one with the nail. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and good, the USDA stamp on it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Give me the one with the stamp. That's a good one. That's the one they approved.
Ralph Harris is our guest. No, Ralph.
Uncle Sam didn't approve. That's the one you got.
Ralph, you're from a very large family.
It's a lot of kids, man.
And it's a little bit confusing, I understand, because can you explain why?
My mom and dad, they got four. My dad, he forgot where we lived sometimes, so he would show up at these other people's houses.
Uh-oh.
And there were some other kids there. But it's 10 of us all together. But we're really close.
You have a number of half-brothers and sisters that, right.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
you would meet.
Six,
didn't
six
you meet of some them. Of them when they were quite As, old?
Yeah, like
no,
when
you'd
I was
go
13.
To like, you'd go to parties or barbecues or whatever, and he'd go, see that guy?
Yeah, no, exactly. I said, Dad, who's that kid over there that looks like me?
That's your brother.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
I just got in a fight with him. Yeah, well, that's your brother. That's I wanted to see how y'all would get along, so I told him to go there and smack you.
There you go.
There's a lot of us. And you know what I did this year? Is like I didn't do Christmas gifts this past holiday. I got the gift cards, right. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was watching the news and they say statistically people don't even use them. You know, so I just got a lot of those gift cards for everybody. I didn't put a balance on them, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're calling me. They're like, hey, man, you know, 8 months from now, they'd be like, man, what happened to that card you gave me? Doesn't have a, they said, don't have a balance. I was like, oh, you know what? You must have demagnetized yours or something. I don't know. Did you bend it? Did you put it in your pocket? You wasn't supposed to put it in your pocket.
Did you put it in your right hand pocket? Yeah. Oh, no.
That's wrong.
Because I put like $1,000 on yours. Uh-huh. Man, you know I love you.
You're my favorite.
Oh, we got a phone call.
This is one of my
Bob
brothers.
Bob and Tom show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Kenny!
Hey, we just landed. I'm an ORD. We had weather in STL, but we made it, Shooter. JFB and ORT. We're here.
Wow. Right. What a day.
Yeah.
What's it like at LGA today?
Wait, what now?
What's it like at LGA today?
I'm not going to be there until about 5:30 there, sweetie. Hey, I got to ask you guys, did you see the big debate last night?
I did, yes.
Which one?
The Democratic debate.
No. I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about the bigger one.
What was that?
Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar on the 920 podcast.
Oh, I missed that.
Like two heavyweight shooters. Oh, it was incredible, guy. Uh-huh. They both stressed using specifics in sales. Be specific. That's the one thing they agreed on. It was great. A lot of punch, big-time info, power-packed, loaded, just loaded. I'll tell you what, I'll send it to you. Do you get MP3s?
Sure.
Hang on, I got a phone call. I hate to do this.
That's all right. That's okay.
Hello.
Hey, guy, we just landed. ORD. Yeah, we had weather, too.
Uh-huh.
Just flakes, no quakes. No, it's been a big week for me, Mike.
Uh-oh, it's Mike.
Mike. Uh-oh.
9 renewals in 2 days. I'm on fire. Stop, drop, and sold, cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you see the big debate? No, not that one.
Zig Ziglar and
yeah.
Well, why not?
Oh no!
You can't miss the big Z, Mike. Oh well, yeah, you missed a lot. He talked about using specifics in sales. It was loaded. I can give you a million examples.
Uh-huh.
Well, a lot of it I already do. A lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, how I enter the room large and in charge.
Uh-huh.
You can't teach that, but that was one example. Mike, I got to run. Rest the gate. Rest the gate.
Got to
run.
Okay.
Rest the gate.
Okay. Too bad.
So long, Kenny.
All right, bye, Kenny.
Kenny Tarmac.
He enters the room large and in charge.
Did not know that. Right now, we're talking with Ralph Harris and Christine Stedman. Ralph was talking about his health program. And Ralph recently had some important exams beside the toxic cleansing thing you did. Christine, are you you're keeping up with your proper exams?
Yes, I am. I do for a mammogram pretty soon.
Oh, good.
The last time I went, it was interesting because the place I went to, it was a little different. They did singing mammograms.
Really?
Not at all what I expected. Yeah.
I'll bet.
I went in, the whole staff gathered around and started singing these cute little songs about my breast. And then all of a sudden they reached down to my knees, yanked up my boobs, shoved them in a vise, and crushed them like empty beer cans.
Bar.
party.
I know.
It's when they crush them against their forehead is when you got to.
But I am getting that done, and I don't know. I want to do like a lot of women. You know, a lot of women name their breasts. Did you know
really?
That? Really?
I've heard that.
Can you guess what the most common name is?
How about...
Busty?
Alice?
No, you got to have to...
if you just have one, you mean?
How about...
the twins?
The twins, that is.
Oh, okay. Say milk and sugar?
No, okay. The twins. See, I'd like to do that, but... they have to look alike. And,
so they'd be fraternal.
Mine don't even look like sisters, not even distant cousins. Wow. Mine looks like one's adopted. From China. Maybe the one in the...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.